go ahead and get rid of that. Sorry, that's a fight song. We watched a team yesterday with no fight, right?
Need more like a dirge.
Yeah, we need something a little bit more morose. Do you have an Elliott Smith or something you could jam? Not a good showing yesterday in front of a national audience for the Chicago Bears. Their home opener at Soldier Field turned into quite a show, not in a good way, more like a train wreck, as the Bears not only lost to Philadelphia, but lost several of their key players to key injuries. Joining us on the line, joins us after every Bears game here on the download, Doug Plank, Bears safety, the great Bears safety, number 46. Doug Plank, I cannot imagine that you were satisfied with that game yesterday.
You know what? Honestly, I really appreciate the energy of the guys after the game, because, you know, it's really fresh in your mind at that time after what you've just seen. And I know how disappointed they were. And just listening to Dan and Ed and, it was just a tough experience doing that and watching that game. And, you know, and I have to agree with him. You know, it wasn't just the mistakes, the turnovers. You know, you're watching a Monday night game on Monday night. You understand that everybody in the country is watching you, including all your players around the league, one of the teams. And what you want to do is you want to try to impress them any way you can with extra effort, big plays. And on top of everything else that went wrong, you know, to me, the most demoralizing thing was just watching the team. And they looked like they were, I'm not saying just going through the motions, but there was nothing extra there. There was nothing that really gave you any hope. Like, wow, okay, they maybe had a bad play, but, you know, look at the effort. They're hustling and they're hitting and they're doing all the things that Chicago Bears teams do. And I just didn't see it. I mean, it was so nondescript, you know, afterwards, just talking to, you know, many, many friends that are just obviously huge Bear fans. You know, some of them didn't even watch the game all the way in its entirety just because they were so frustrated. Yeah.
And including some of the fans, there was a lot of stories today about walkouts leaving in the fourth quarter disgusted. I think you hit the nail on the head there, Doug. It just seems like the intensity, the emotion, the things, the intangibles that go along with the game of football, where you want to see heart and soul left on the field, what the Chicago Bears are known for. Was missing yesterday. And a lot of that starts and stops with the quarterback. Jay Cutler, once again, had a subpar game, including some mind-numbing mistakes at the exact wrong time, which is starting to become his calling card. But it just seems to me, let's start there, Jay Cutler's performance was erratic at best.
You know what? And let's face it. You know, I think I mentioned to you, if you have just one turnover, it increases your chances from 50-50 up to almost 90%. You're in the 88-89%. When you get two turnovers, you know, it gets into like the 94-95%. So those turnovers are so important. Those are the second most important things that happen on a football field, other than the scoring. It's the turnovers. Because, number one, not only do they give the ball to the other team and give them a chance to score, but it's the psychological. You know, it really just runs your team down. And you're walking off the field, you know, just in an absolute depression because you turn the ball over. And especially against a team like Philadelphia, you know, they looked kind of more like the Bears team that everybody thought. You know, physical, making big plays and tackles and all that sort of thing. But I think really, you know, just – as I said before, I think, you know, that they came into the game, I think, better prepared with a better game plan as far as misdirection and executing offense and defense.
Well, Doug, let me ask you about, before we get into sort of laying the blame at the feet of the Chicago Bears, the Philadelphia Eagles defense now has had two strong weeks. They shut down a Cleveland Browns team and knocked out RG3. And then, of course, knocked out Jay Cutler here in Chicago. But the Philly D, I mean, from a national perspective, it's pretty good. It's pretty solid. It may be one of the better units in the league.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, you know, both, you know, Houston as well as the Philadelphia team. I mean, obviously, you know, they've had a reputation over the years for playing very physical and tough. And I think they did that. I really do. You know, I think the frustration most of the Bear fans had, and they're okay playing against a good team and a good defense, but, you know, don't try to make something out of a play that isn't there. And I think too many times you know, in the game last night, you know, there were times where, okay, just take the check down or, you know, don't try to overdo the play. And I think the Bears really got caught in a situation where, you know, they needed to just play smart and not try to force the football.
Yeah. You know, staying on the offensive side, obviously Alshon Jeffery played a good game again where he was able to catch a deep ball, which gave the Bears a touchdown, set up a touchdown. But talk about that, because it seems, and I read something today about the concept that the Bears offense, and this goes to Dow Loggins, the offensive coordinator as well, has really made it's make or break on the deep ball, this sort of lob throw to Alshon Jeffery. And other than that, we're not seeing much when it comes to creativity or moving the ball around or even moving Jay Cutler out of the pocket. It seems like that's the play. The teams adjust to it, and then the Bears look like they're lost.
You know what, though? Alshon Jeffery, he really did an outstanding job. I don't want to just throw a blanket over everybody and say they all did. I mean, the individual effort that he made in timing and bringing down the ball and securing it, I mean, it was outstanding. And, you know, I think he ended up averaging like 11 or 12 yards a catch. And some of those were outstanding. I mean, he just ended up taking them away for the defensive backs. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just one. It was two or three times. So, I mean, you can't say enough about the job that he did. You know, what they did, though, they took all the short patterns so that when Jay got into a situation where he's trying to hit a 5 or 10 yard, you know, throw down, check down route, it wasn't there. So he had to hold on to the ball. And after I saw him get hit a few times, I said, you know what, he cannot take these type of hits too many more times. And then ultimately, you know, there at the end of the third quarter, that was it. He was got hit in the hand, it was injured, and it was over.
You know, obviously there's a lot has been made about halftime adjustments. And as we stay and we wrap up on the offense, because I do want to go to the defense too. But the halftime adjustment, we've seen both games now where the Chicago Bears in the second half have been shut down. Offensively,
yes.
We saw Jay Cutler obviously left the game. That had a big part of it. But even before that, it seemed like it was a carbon copy of last week where – you know, he was getting hit. I mean, he got hit with the fumble. We started to see turnovers. It was, you know, it just seemed like the Bears, in some way, on the offensive side of the ball, are overmatched with halftime adjustments.
You know what? I have to agree with you 100%. I mean, I think, you know, the success in the National Football League is, you know, you come out, you try to find out what's going on in the first half, what the other team is trying to do against you. You have to go in and you have to make adjustments. I mean, it sounds kind of crazy, but, you know, sometimes if you're playing very well, then you just go into the locker room and the coach just says, okay, keep doing what you've been doing. On the other hand, if you're struggling, then he needs to get on that board and start putting in different plays. So you go into every game with more than just one game plan. You have to be able to have a game plan and react to what circumstances and situations are. You know, whether the team played man-to-man defense in the front first half and then zone in the second, whatever, you have to make adjustments and make that accordingly. And it just looked to me like Philadelphia had more situations, more plays on both offense and defense where they looked like the Bears were astounded, like they were confused.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know where to go. They didn't know who to block. And Jay was getting some hard rushes from the outside, and he was getting hit hard. And there was nobody even blocking several of the guys that came in either in through the middle or on the outside. And then on the flip side, you know, what they started doing with the defense was throwing, you know, making it look like a quick screen and throwing running motion across, running a receiver or a running back across the formation. And it was confusing the Bear defense.
Where does that come from? I mean, Doug, tell us as a player, I mean, when you're getting free outside rushes to the quarterback, is that on the line? Is that on the center? Is that at the quarterback not picking up coverage? Like, whose fault is it that the guys are coming unblocked, unimpeded to the quarterback?
You know what? It's like basically the offense has two blocking assignments. They can block man where everybody calls out a man at the line of scrimmage to block. On the other hand, sometimes they slide, which means that if the line slides right, you know, and then there's going to be a guy coming off the left, you know, off the mm-hmm. backside, and the running back has to pick him up. I suspect in that situation when there was confusion from the running back as well as one of the tackles, because that guy came unobstructed off the edge. I mean, Jay really, really got hit. I mean, he doesn't like to show when he's in pain. But I think that, you know, that one happened early in the game. Yeah. That guy really, really put a solid hit on.
That was like the second play in the game. Doug Plank on the line with us. We're talking Bears. We'll take a quick break, come back and talk about the defense and talk about the injuries and what the Bears' plan is to replace some very key guys that went down last night. It's a download here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.
Chicago Bears, professional American football team in Chicago, member of the North Division of the National Football Conference in the National Football League. Chicago! Chicago Bears! Chicago Bears!
It's a download here on 720 WGN. Doug Plank with me on the line. We're talking about the Bears game last night. 312-981-7200. If you'd like to contribute to the conversation, comment. Doug, I got a text that came in and said, all well said, guys, but the Eagles quarterback, he was a rookie. Talk about that. I mean, obviously Carson Wentz had a big game yesterday, but it wasn't the greatest when you look at the stats line. He only threw for 150 yards or something like that. But he did not play like a rookie, and the Bears didn't force him into rookie mistakes.
No, you know, and look at the game plan. And we talked about the coaching staff. You know, every coaching staff has to understand who they have as players. And they, I think, gave him an awesome game plan. It wasn't too difficult. He didn't have to hold on to the football. He was throwing relatively short passes. But you know what? It was a good tempo. And the Eagles quickly just got into the theme and the role of that offense, and they were all contributing. You know, you look at them. If you didn't know which quarterback was the more seasoned quarterback and you were looking at that game, you would think that that was Wentz instead of on the other side with Chicago Bears. Jay was back there running around, struggling, trying to find receivers. You know, even some of those long passes he threw were just Hail Mary passes downfield. So, you know, you have to give a lot of credit. I think the Eagles came into that game with really a good game plan, and they made it better at halftime. They made the adjustments and really, really put the pressure on the Bears.
Okay, so let's talk about the Bears' defense. Obviously, a lot of injuries have been – and. But let's start with the front seven. Not a lot of pressure on Carson Wentz. Did the Eagles dial up good protection? Or what was the issue with the Bears not able to get at the rookie quarterback?
Well, I think, number one, you know, when you have a young quarterback, try to take the pressure off him, you know, try to run the football. They didn't necessarily do that a lot. But they did run play action, you know, which slowed up the defense. And the other thing I really, really liked, you know, they started moving the ball, getting it out of his hands, throwing quick screens, short passes. You know, then they were running, you know, what John Gruden was calling jet motion. Jet motion is just very flat motion right down the line of scrimmage, and a receiver or a split running back does it. And what it does is it forces the defense to change their calls. And what the offense does, when they start making those adjustments over there, they can usually tell whether they're in zone defense or in man-to-man defense. And the Eagles really, really picked up on it.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about the linebacking play. Obviously, Jarrell Freeman and Danny Trevathan had good games again in the inside. But in the outside linebackers, obviously Willie Young, Lamar Houston, who was injured, and also Leonard Floyd. They played okay. I mean, you saw them around the ball, but not the kind of impact that you want to see more from those players.
No, they weren't dominating. I mean, you know, we think of linebackers, everybody goes back to the mid-'80s, watching linebackers coming off the edge, Wilbur Marshall and Otis Wilson and guys like that, just destroying the other team. And we didn't see that. But, you know, I really like the outside linebackers and inside linebackers we have. I think they're physical. I think they're smart. But again, I watched them. You know, they were trying to make reads on what, you know, the Eagles offense were doing. They were doing a great job moving those linebackers around, getting them to bite on something that was really just a decoy, mm-hmm. and then throwing the ball in the other direction. So, you know, a lot of those things that they created were by scheme, and I have to give their coaching staff a lot of credit.
The obvious issue, of course, is injuries. We saw so many injuries. Obviously, Jay Cutler was a big one, but on the defensive side,
yes,
tremendous loss for Eddie Goldman, the defensive tackle who injured an ankle, was carted off the field today. They said 4 weeks on an ankle. Lamar Houston tore an ACL, second time in 3 years with the Bears. He's out for the season. You saw Bryce Callahan got a concussed. Adrian Amos was out for a while there, the safety. Just seemed like when it rained, it poured when it came to the injuries on the defensive side of the ball.
You know, it's not good. And, you know, I've heard a lot of Bear fans today, you know, they were really, really frustrated with not just the loss, but, you know, what happened starting with the quarterback, you know, then you start going over the defensive side of the football. And just like you did, Justin, you start going down there. I mean, anytime anybody tears an ACL injury, obviously they're lost for the season. You know, that ankle that Goldman suffered, you know, you don't just come bouncing back from injuries like that. A lot of times you can have either a fracture, it's called an avulsion fracture, where like a ligament attached to a bone pulls off, or you just super hyperextend your ankle, and those yes. things are really hard to play fast on. And the DBs, you know, I like the DBs. They were active. I mean, they were aggressive.
Yeah, they broke up a couple plays.
They had some good hits. You know, so the concussions, I understand it. I get it. You know, when you hit somebody that hard, you're going to get a concussion. And Amos, you know, and I like Callahan too. I think he's a good player. You know, I think he really reacts well. But again, I just think that what the Eagles were doing was just enough to get everybody slowed down. They couldn't find the ball, you know, they were running misdirection, and it was just enough to create some gaps and seams on the short passing game as well as the running game for the Eagles to continually possess the ball. They had significant advantage in time of possession.
All right, Doug, let's talk about what's next. Obviously, they got the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday Night Football, so another mainstream America event to watch the Chicago Bears. What do you do if, I mean, you've been in this situation as a player, but what do you do when four or five of your starting comrades, you know, are out? What do the Bears do to prepare with so many injuries?
You know what? It's really, really going to be up to the coaching staff to really just keep everybody in a very positive mindset. You know, I read a statistic, you know, that if you lose the first two games of the year, you only have a 12% chance of getting into the playoffs, 12%. So, but that's still better than nothing. I mean, you still have a chance. I mean, there were teams last year that started out losing 0-2 and still made it. I think it was Houston and Seattle, if I'm not mm-hmm. mistaken. They lost their first two games of the year last year, still made it to the playoffs. But, you know, you start looking at who else is winless right now. Well, you got Buffalo, you got Miami, and Cleveland, and Jacksonville. And the three surprises are really Indianapolis, Washington, and New Orleans. But the bottom line is, you know, it's about who you play and when you're playing them. And obviously Dallas is not going to be an easy team up. But, you know, it's going to be up to the coaching staff. These guys got to get amnesia. They got to forget about these first two wins, and they got to go out there and get aggressive. And here's the most important thing I saw from watching last night, Justin. You have to play to win instead of playing not to lose. And to me, just watching parts of that game, it looked yeah. more like the latter than the former.
Always insightful. The legend, Doug Plank, number 46, the greatest safety to ever play. Chicago Bears.
Hey, that's why I love you for a co-host, Justin.
Doug,
you're my man.
Thanks so much for joining us. You join us every night after the Bears play. This week was Monday night. Next week he'll join us next Monday. Doug, have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Yeah, hope we're talking about a win.
Yeah.
Thanks.